Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting third, the first baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting sixth, the catcher, Bruce Loke. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards first. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. One out. Bruce Loke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loke hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Look catches it and throws to first to double up Duncan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt. Cater reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater scores. Bando moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0 for 1 in the game. Look hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander pinch runs for Bruce Look. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Rosporo pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holt moves to second. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Jim Cott. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Holt moves to third. Rosporo moves to second. Tom Hall pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt scores. Rosporo scores. There goes Hall trying to get to third. Monday throws the ball into Bando, who tags Hall for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tovar moves to third. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Ron Clark now playing shortstop. John Rosporo now catching. Jim Perry now pitching. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.